This is Issues Today, a look at the challenges that face us all. Here's Bob Gourley.
Well, hello. It is great to have you with us. Welcome. Today, Andy Goldberg gives tips on how to sell your business. Marisa Baradam discusses her book, Quiet Coup, plus Christy Shaver Stutzman on spirituality and politics. This is Issues Today.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Well, with so many entrepreneurs out there, at some time in your business history, you're going to want to sell a business, and maybe you're going to move on and start another one, or maybe just retire, who knows. But there are a lot of pitfalls to it and things that you need to know, and we're going to get some insight with that today with Andy Goldberg, who is an attorney and CPA, and has written books on this, and we're going to get some of the stats. Andy, it's good to have you with us today on the program.
Bob, a great day to be with you.
Excellent. You know, one of the first things I think that people maybe have a misconception about is just how long it's going to take, because sometimes it can take longer than they think, right?
Absolutely. That's one of the big misunderstandings or mistakes that I think a lot of clients have, and that I talk to them about when they come to me and talk about selling the business, is that right now we're seeing, even from small and medium-sized businesses, it can take anywhere from 9 to 12 months to sell the business. And that's just once the sale of the business process has started. A lot of times clients come to me and they need to take some time to get emotionally and mentally prepared to even sell their business, which can also add to the time.
Yeah, that's right, because you're really parting with something that you probably started, and it's your baby, and that's an emotional thing, isn't it?
It's a great point, Bob. I think one of the most underrated aspects of selling a business is the emotional ups and downs that a seller is going to have during the process. As you said, and so aptly so, this is the baby that the entrepreneur brought out from the womb and has nurtured for 20, 30 years to its adulthood. And now it's sending it off to a new buyer, or it might even be a second or third generation business that's been nurtured over generations. And now it's being sent off to a new buyer. And I think that that emotional aspect is can be very trying and take a large toll on business sellers. And they really need to be prepared for that. And we talk a lot about that with my clients, about even being ready emotionally to sell and how they're going to handle that. And not only them, but in many cases, their spouse, because a lot of times we bring the emotional aspects of the business home to our spouse or our family. So is the family prepared for you to have this emotional roller coaster when you sell?
Yeah, absolutely. And in looking at that as well, there are certainly a lot of other factors involved. Do you recommend, first of all, getting someone such as yourself to do this, or can you do it on your own, or what do you think?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems with doing it on your own is the ability to keep the process confidential. And that, because once a business owner or employees start to hear that the company is for sale, they start to get very nervous about whether they will even have a job when the company is sold. So they may start to look for other positions, and you can lose your workforce quickly. The other aspect is customers may not know if you're going to be around to service them in the future. So they're going to start looking for other suppliers. to do business with. And then even your suppliers may look for other customers because they're not sure if you're going to be around to keep buying from them. So the problem with doing it yourself is that it becomes very difficult to manage the entire process confidentially. That's yeah, very a huge much so. Issue.
What about pricing your business? Do people tend to price a little higher than it should be to start? Is that where a kind of a neutral person can step in there?
Well, I always say every business owner thinks their business is worth more than what the market thinks it's
right.
worth.
Right.
And ultimately, it's only what a buyer will pay for it that determines the value. However, I still always recommend you get some sort of valuation once you decide to sell, just so it's a starting point and you can know what is realistic. And there are always going to be other factors. So if somebody says it's worth X, it could be worth X plus 10% or X minus 10%. And then not only that, but the size of your business is going to factor in the valuation. So different size businesses go through a different valuation process. And the larger the business, the greater the earnings, of course, the more valuable the business.
What percentage of owners that sell stay on as consultants? Is that a large percentage?
Yeah, what we find in the market that I work in is that business owners almost always stay on for a minimum of 90 days, usually 6 months, to help in the transition. Now, that actually adds value to the business because the new owner is going to want you to introduce him to your key customers, to key suppliers, to the workforce, and for you to be around to make a smooth transition in the handoff. The other important thing to recognize about sticking around is that many owners want to stick around. They want to work for a couple of years. I'm working with a client right now who actually wants to sell now. He wants to take his equity and the business value off the table, but he wants to work for a couple more years. So that is going to add a lot of value to a buyer who is going to actually get a great training in how this business is going to be run. So sticking right. around is, for most businesses, again, in the size market that I work, it's almost mandatory. Every buyer is going to want you to stick around. And so whether it's 90 days, 6 months, a year is probably a little bit longer because most sellers want to head for the exits, but there will be some requirement to stick around.
Right. And boy, that's certainly happening in the healthcare business. So many doctors are selling their practices and just becoming employees. It's really interesting to watch, particularly single doctors who have been on their own for a long time. So
that's a great point. That's a great point in a great industry, especially with hospitals and other large healthcare organizations buying up these medical practices. And like you said, small medical practices who don't otherwise have a succession plan in place.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's going to continue as well. I know my doctor sold out and he's gone a lot more now, but doesn't have three people in billing and all of those things. So
Right.
Yeah. Is this a good time to sell right now, or is it really a bad time to sell?
As I like to say, it's always a good time if you have a good business, and it's always a bad time if you have an unprofitable business.
Well, Andy Goldberg, thanks so much for the visit. And if you would like more information, you can go to thebigdealbook.com.